It's time for College World Series action. Brought to you by Western States Tire Sales, the bottlers of 7-Up, Ozark Fried Chicken, and Cavalier Homes. Now here's Bob Davies from Omaha, Nebraska.
The Golden Hurricanes of the University of Tulsa, the Sun Devils of Arizona State University. For those of you who have been joining us both last night and tonight, we want to tell you that, of course, this is a simulcast that is going on radio on Cool AM and Cool FM as well, along with the Channel 10 telecast, so that occasionally we may sound a little wordy. We certainly don't mean to be, but we would not like to leave out our great radio listeners who are tippy-toeing around the valley with transistors, making sure that they hear this final game of the College World Series. For Tulsa, they have won 3 and lost 1. They drew a bye yesterday. They defeated UCLA 6-5 in 11 innings. They beat Texas 4-2, beat New York 2-0, and lost to Arizona State 11-3. For the Devils, they have won 4 and lost 1. They lost the opener to Texas 4-0. They beat UCLA 2-1 in 11 innings. Took on Massachusetts 4-2 and defeated Tulsa 11-3 on Wednesday. Tulsa pitching ace Steve Rogers, a right-hander, will get the starting nod tonight. He's 6'1", 165-pound sophomore from Springfield, Missouri, was 6-0 at the end of the season, has picked up 2 victories, one in relief here in the College World Series, and currently is 8-0. He's had lots of rest over 4 days. For the Devils, they will counter with Larry Gura, collegiate baseball's winningest pitcher with 18 wins and 2 losses, from Joliet, Illinois, a senior. He lost to Texas in the opener and then came back to beat Tulsa in relief. He is going to work with just a day's rest, perhaps maybe a little bit more than a day's rest. We'll be back with more of this action after this commercial message.
59 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock, and you're listening to the Arizona State University Baseball Network. We'll be joining Bob Davies at Omaha in just a second with the final game. This is the championship game between Arizona State and Tulsa. Bob Davies will have all the play-by-play on both Cool AM and FM and also on Cool Television, Channel 10, and the game is being broadcast in color. So if you'd like to watch it on Channel 10, do so.
Well, the weatherman has done an about-face like he is much accustomed to here in Omaha. It is 69 degrees outside, 36% the relative humidity reading, and the wind from the southeast, an occasional gust up to 6 miles per hour. And for those of you watching on television, you could see, of course, that the center field flag, United States flag, was not moving very much. Here are the starting lineups for the Tulsa Hurricanes, leading off and playing left field, Roger Whitaker. Hitting second and in center field, Tom Jenkins. Hitting third and playing third base, Les Rogers. Hitting cleanup and playing first base, Steve Caves. Catching and hitting fifth, Bob Murphy. Hitting sixth and playing second base, Roger Adams. Hitting seventh and playing shortstop, Phil Honeycutt. In right field, hitting eighth, Larry Bird. And the pitcher for the Hurricanes is Steve Rogers, 8 wins and no losses. For the Devils, it'll be Detter leading off and playing short. Ralph Dick hitting second in right field. John Dulinsek will be hitting third and playing left. Paul Ray Powell, the cleanup hitter in center field. In the fifth position in the batting order, catcher Billy Joe Cotton. Hitting sixth and playing first base will be Jeff Osborne. Hitting seventh and playing second base will be Lenny Randall. In the eighth position and playing third base defensively will be Rick Valley. And, of course, the pitcher Larry Gura. Batteries for the Devils, Cotton catching and Gura pitching as Steve Whitaker steps in. And we're about ready to begin this game for all the marbles here in the 23rd annual College World Series. The Devils are the home team. And, of course, are in their traveling grays. Are in their whites, I should say. And Tulsa Hurricanes are in their grays, which almost look a little blue from here. Gura ready with the first pitch to Whitaker. They popped up to Detter at shortstop. Moving over a little bit to his left toward second base and has it for out number one. So Whitaker swings on the first ball pitch by Larry Gura. And he'd be happy if all the Hurricanes would do that. Pops up to Detter. He is out number one, and the left-handed batting center fielder, Tom Jenkins, bunts down the third base line. Gura fields a throw in time to Osborne, and he's out of there. Gura made a very good move, coming straight towards the dugout, towards the third baseline, fielded it, turned and threw to Osborne low, but he picked it up, and Jenkins is out number two on two pitches. Well, Tulsa is helping Larry Gura on two pitches. He has two outs, and of course, as we mentioned a moment ago, he has not had much rest. After losing the opener to Texas, he's appeared two times in relief. Les Rogers steps in. First pitch is popped up to the right side. It could be retired on three outs. Osborne making the run in foul territory. He has it for out number three. So it couldn't be any quicker, and Larry Gura comes in after three pitches and after one half inning of play, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score, the Devils nothing, the Hurricanes nothing. Well, that half inning went by so quickly, we almost didn't get a chance to tell you what happened. On three straight pitches, the Tulsa Hurricanes go out 1-2-3. Whitaker popping to Detter at short, and then Tom Jenkins grounding out Gura to Osborne, and Les Rogers popping up to Osborne in foul territory, 1-2-3. For the Devils in the bottom half of the first inning, the three Ds, Roger Detter, Ralph Dick, and John Dolinsek in that order. Of course, the big concern for the Devils and head coach Bobby Winkles was that since Larry has pitched three times this week, whether or not he would be able to not only pitch tonight, but go very far. And the Hurricanes help him out right in the first by going down in order 1-2-3. Roger Detter stepping in. He has set a College World Series mark by stealing bases. A one-hopper to the third baseman. Rogers keeps it in front of him on a bounce. Picks it up again and fires to Steve Cage, the first baseman. Roger Detter goes out on the first ball pitch, 5-3. Rogers has had full 4 days of rest. He is a slight right-hander at 165, pitched 7 1/3 hitless innings against the University of Texas. Pitched to Dick as a curveball, missing inside for ball one. The Hurricanes, on the other hand, are depending very much on this young man since the Devils have seen almost all their other pitchers and bombarded them on Wednesday night. There's a fastball strike on the outside corner. Ralph Dick taking all the way. The count is even at one apiece. This is for all the marbles, the 1969 NCAA championship. The Devils attempting to make it on every other year. They won in 65 and 67. Would like to take this one home. The pitch. Dick swings and misses. A fastball strike two. Again, may we thank you for the many, many telegrams, over 100 today alone, including Barry Goldwater Jr., Paul Fannin, John Rhodes, Senator Kyle Hayden, Steve Allen, many, many. Fastball is a called strike three. The catcher dropped the ball. The throw is in plenty of time. Ralph Dick is out number two. First strikeout for Rogers. The Devils have two down, and John Dolinsek stepping in. Dolinsek has had a very good series. He has, in 16 at-bats, hit safely seven times, scored six runs, and has four RBIs, leads World Series hitters with an average of .438. Pitch, swung on a missed strike one. They said in the beginning that Rogers was a junk pitcher. That is, that he throws you lots of cute curves and motions, but he's used the fastball very effectively here in the opening moment. Swung on a miss by Dolinsek. Looked like a knuckler. And it's no balls and two strikes as Rogers quickly gets ahead of the left-handed batting left fielder. John has had the good swing in the series. Stands in ready to take 0-2. Rogers has the sign from Bob Murphy. Right-hander delivers. Dolinsek swings and misses strike three. Well, for the Devils in the first, three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of one complete inning of play, the Devils nothing, the Hurricanes nothing. Steve Caves, the cleanup hitter for the Tulsa Hurricanes, steps in. Right-handed batter, hitting .273 on the season, takes the ball inside. Gura has worked in 12 innings in this College World Series. He worked five innings in the opener against Texas, which he lost last Friday. Here's the pitch. Cage checks the swing on a fastball. It's ball two, and Cotton fires the ball back to Gura. He then worked 2 1/3 innings against Massachusetts. A save and then came back, worked 4 2/3 against Tulsa for the win. Line shot into right center field. The ball's going to be in there for extra bases. Ralph Dick giving chase all the way to the fence, 370 feet away. Cade's digging around second. Here's the throw coming into Randall. He'll be in at third base with a stand-up triple. That ball was very nicely placed. Paul Ray Powell had moved over a little bit to left center, and Caves, the cleanup hitter, put it right between them, all the way to the fence, 380 feet away. The pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen by Bob Murphy, the catcher. Nobody away as Steve Caves triples to right center. And the Hurricanes have a runner at third base. Larry Gura checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Curveball hangs high, and it's a ball and a strike. Boy, there was no doubt about that one. He really lambasted it. 1-1. Gura working for the first time in trouble. The left-hander ready. Delivers 1-1. Across the plate, but low. Ball 2. And Bob Murphy taking. Gura has worked 148 innings, not including the College World Series. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. Swung on. Foul back to the screen. The count is even 2-2. Fly ball would not automatically score Caves from third base. There are three good arms in the double outfield. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Curveball, line shot, gets by the third baseman Valley. It'll have to go as a base hit. Caves will score easily. A line shot to Rick Valley at third base will be scored as a base hit. He could not get to it. The ball was hit very well. Steve Caves at third base held up momentarily, thinking maybe Valley had a play, and then came on to score, and the Hurricanes lead it 1-0 here in the second inning. Still nobody out. Here's the pitch. They bumped in the air, picked off by Gura, and Murphy will have time to scamper back to first base. Roger Adams attempts the sacrifice bunt and pops up to Gura for out number one, and Murphy holds first base. Action in the bullpen for Arizona State is another left-hander, freshman Jimmy Crawford. There's the runner at first base, and Bob Murphy. Phil Hunnicutt, the shortstop, up 268 on the season. Stretched by Gura and the peak of the runner. Delivers inside, nice stop by Billy Joe, and it's ball one. Larry does not have the stuff he had Wednesday night, and with good reason. He has worked three times already for a total of 12 innings. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. And the count is even, 1-1. But as we've told you all season long, this young man gets stronger as the game goes on. And if in the early going he is a little shaky, usually he can pull himself out of it. Gura stretches. A peek at Murphy. Here's the pitch. Bunt. Right in front of the plate, caught very nicely by Billy Joe. The throw to Osborne, it's a double play. Popped up to Billy Joe Cotton, who quickly got out in front of that plate, picked it off in midair, and threw to Cotton for the double play. And the Hurricanes are quickly retired here in the second, but not before they pick up one run on two hits. There were no double errors and nobody left on base. And the score at the end of 1.5 innings of play, the Hurricanes 1, the Devils nothing. The Devils come up in the bottom of the second inning, and Paul Ray Powell, Billy Joe Cotton, and Jeff Osborne in that order. Steve Rogers had no trouble with the Devils at all. Got Zetter to ground out immediately and struck out Dick and Dolinson. Right-hander looks down at Bob Murphy for the sign. Paul Ray Powell steps in. Here's the first pitch. Fastball misses outside for a ball, and Murphy will have words with his young pitcher. Perhaps they got a little crossed up on the signal. Paul Ray Powell hitting 300 even on the series, hitting 360 on the season. Of the top 15 batters each, the Tulsa Ball Club and Arizona State each have three in the top 15 series batter. There's a lazy curve that's low and away to Paul Ray. Throw from catcher Bob Murphy gets away from Rogers, and Phil Hunnicutt will hustle it back to him. 2 balls and no strikes. Devils trailing in the ball game, 1-0. but batting only in the bottom of the second. Rogers ready. The right-handed delivers. Line shot over the second base into center field. Paul Ray Powell has a single. That's the first hit given up by Rogers. Paul Ray Powell, let's see, double check here now, has seven base hits in the series. Billy Joe Cotton stepping in, 263 series, 337 on a season, takes high and inside for ball one. Last night, Billy Joe had a very bad night behind the plate. In other words, he got spiked chasing a bunt and got hit by a foul tip. Here's the one ball pitch to Cotton, swung on and missed, strike one. When he was hurt after being hit by the foul ball, and he really was, he was in pain. He was kidding Doc Scott. I had breakfast with the doctor this morning, the team physician. He said, Billy Joe said that he really wasn't hurt. He just wanted the doc to come out so he could get on television. One ball and one strike. Powell set at first base. Here's the pitch to Cotton. Swung on a ground as the left side could be two. Honeycutt fumbles the ball. He'll have no place to go. Everybody safe. Bill Honeycutt, who made a fantastic catch of Paul Ray Powell's line drive in Wednesday night's game, could not hold on to that ground ball from the bat of Billy Joe Cotton. And with Powell's speed coming into second base, he had no time for the force, and everybody's safe. The Devils have two on, nobody down. Jeff Osborne up. Rogers ready. Pitch, little bunt is foul as Murphy quickly in front of the plate picks it up and fires to third base. But plate umpire Marty McDonough said, no, sir. It hit in foul territory. Cotton retreats to first base, Powell to second, and Jeff Osborne has strike one. 69 degrees here in Omaha. A little different story from last night. The wind, you cannot see. The flag in center field does not move at all. So we'll have to say there is no wind. 36% the relative humidity, and it is really a pretty day in Omaha. Final game. They had to go all 15 of them to decide who'd be the national champ. And it's between the Tulsa Hurricane and the Sun Devils of Arizona State. Both runners lead. Here's the one-strike pitch, low and inside as Jeff brings his bat back in from an attempted bunt, and it's all even up at one apiece. We were kidding last night on the radio talking about McCook, Nebraska, and a very fine Arizona State supporter called us all away from Flagstaff to tell us that they're really more than five. Here's the pitch. Attempted bunt is off the shin guard of catcher Bob Murphy. He's walking around saying, my, that stings. It'll go as strike two. One ball and two strikes. It was a lazy curveball, and usually on the bunt you have to give with the bat in order to make the ball not go too far. In that case, you had to poke at it because the pitch was so slow. A ball and two strikes. Billy Joe Cotton, the runner at first base. Paul Ray Powell, the runner at second base. Nobody down. A ball and two strikes to Jeff Osborne, left-hand hitting first baseman. Steve Rogers, the right-hander, takes a check. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. Count is even up 2-2. In the first inning, Rogers put the Devils down 1-2-3. And in the second inning, Steve Caves led off with a triple and Bob Murphy singled, and the Hurricane of Tulsa is out in front 1-0. But the Devils are threatening with two on and nobody down. Here's a pitch to Osborne. High and away. Ball three almost got away from Murphy. So it's a full count. And two good speed merchants on the bag. Devils have pilfered 13. There's been 13 stolen bases, and the Devils have pilfered 9 of them here in the World Series. 6 of them going to Roger Detter to establish a new College World Series theft record. Okay, here's the stretch by Rogers. The peek at Powell at second. 3-2 coming. Inside all the way back to the fence. Everybody will be safe. Paul Ray Powell will hold at third base. So the Devils have the bases full, and up comes Lenny Randle. That was the first walk given up, and here comes Gene Schell. Schell has been with the Tulsa Ball Club for just 4 years and has compiled a record of 94 wins and 21 losses. This is their first trip to the College World Series, and they are an unexpected late finisher. Many of the folks who call this game of baseball for collegiate Contests such as this say that the Tulsa Ball Club would not get this far being its first trip to the College World Series. All right, we have the bases loaded. The infield is in for the play at the plate, and Lenny Randle steps in. Lenny hitting only 176 on the series. Takes a pitch outside and low, ball one. 228 on the season. Lenny has decent eyes, and at one time over the season let off and can get on very good. Rogers taking plenty of time, and Marty McDonald, the plate umpire, steps up and says, hey, come on. Bases loaded, nobody out. Rogers, the right-hander, ready. Here's the pitch to Randle. Swung on, a grounder, foul to the left side. And again, as has been the case all through this series, Randle way out in front with a swing. Tulsa Ball Club beat the perennial favorite, Oklahoma State. Beat them 5-4 in 13 innings and an 8-4 to make it to this College World Series. Randle pops it foul to the right side, out of play. Nobody will get it. And the count is even. It should be a ball and two strikes, and it is. Only the second Missouri Valley entrant in the College World Series in the past 13 years. Devils in their fourth College World Series tournament. They've won two national championships on odd years. And, of course, they would like very much to take this one home. They have the bases loaded. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch to Randle. Swung on, a ground ball. It's Honeycutt. Grabs it on a line drive. Nobody can move. It's out number one. And another great catch by Honeycutt, as Randle almost had a base hit over Phil Honeycutt's head. The infield in for a play at the plate, but it just did not have enough oomph, and Randle is out number one. It looked like a base hit from here. Honeycutt is almost between second and third, and that ball just not quite high enough. He leaped maybe a foot or so in the air and pulled it down in the webbing. One down. Bases still loaded. Rick Valley, the freshman third baseman, right-handed batter, waits the first pitch. Check swing, it goes all the way back. Paul Ray Powell will score easily on the slide. Cotton advances to third, and Osborne to second. It's a wild pitch. A wild pitch by Steve Rogers scores. Powell from third base. Cotton moves to third, and Osborne to second. Still only one down, and the score is all tied at one apiece. Well, that's exactly how New York got their run off Laren Legros. A double followed by a wild pitch and eventually a single. Rogers ready now with a one ball pitch to Valley. Swung on, a grounder right back to the mound. Rogers spears it and throws him out at first base. A nice defensive move by the pitcher Steve Rogers. So they're two down. Osborne still at second, Cotton still at third, and Larry Gura will attempt to do something about his own cause. Larry hitting only 170 on the season, has no hits in the World Series. Outside and low for a ball. Billy Joe Cotton is ready to move at third base. He has watched Steve Rogers work. He knows that there might be an occasion that ball is going to get by catcher Bob Murphy, and he wants to make and take every advantage of it. Rogers does not like the ball, asks for and gets a new one. Rogers, 66 and two-thirds innings on the season, gave up 36 hits. 17 runs, 10 of which were earned. Walked 27 and struck out 70. There's a fastball strike on the inside corner. Gura taking all the way, and it's a ball and a strike. 1-1 ball game. Devils batting in the bottom of the second. Have a pair of runners on. Osborne at second, Cotton at third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Gura takes inside ball two, and it gets away from Bob Murphy, but right under the feet of plate umpire McDonough. Murphy could not find it, but no advance because it was right by the plate. Two balls and one strike to Larry Gura. Bats him from the opposite side, choked up on the bat. Larry says, I don't want a home run, just a little bingle. Rogers has the sign he wants. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. All right, we are checking the scoreboard. It reads 2-2 now, so we'll go with that. Two balls and two strikes to Gura. Two outs and two on. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Larry. Swung on, a number to the left side. Rogers, the third baseman, throws Gura out with ease as he makes a nice fielding play. 5-3 for Gura. The Devils are retired in the second, but not before they score a run on one hit There was an error and two men left. And the score at the end of two complete innings of play, the Devils won, the Hurricanes won. Larry Bird, the right fielder's first batter, swings and misses on the first pitch, strike one, hitting 371 on the season, but he's batting ninth. A let-up curve is strike two. Gurra change up nicely, and it's 0-2. As we said, Gurra has a tendency to get stronger as he goes. Pitch inside, a ball on a curveball, and the count is two balls, or a ball and two strikes. 1-1 ball game. Tulsa and Arizona State scoring one apiece in the second. Here's the pitch by Gurra. Curveball, strike three called. It was a pretty one. That's the first strikeout for Gurra, out number one for Tulsa. And we'll go to the batter, we'll go to the pitcher, Steve Rogers. Let's see, do we have anything on his batting prowess? He does have two hits and has scored a run in four at-bats here in the College World Series. Hit 333 on the season, attempts to bunt, and it's a called strike as he misses. I guess you'd have to call it a swing because he did not pull his bat back. At any rate, there is a strike. Pitch by Gurra. Swung on a miss, strike two on a fastball. Looks good. Looks better now. Larry said to Doug Gerlach, our human statistician, who is very carnivorous, however, that if he did not work too often, he could probably go all the way. He did not work at all yesterday, of course, did not warm up, but with three or four pitches, and in the first inning, had only three. That ball was inside. It's a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Check swing, and it is even up at 2-2. So that Gurra indicated that if he did not work until this moment, that he probably could go all the way, and of course, Bobby Winkles hopes that's the case. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Inside for ball three to the pitcher, Steve Rogers, and of course, Larry does not want to walk in. One away. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung and a miss, strike three. Two strikeouts now in a row, and we go to the top of the order, and it's Roger Whitaker, who on the first ball pitched in this ball game, popped up to Roger Detter. Hitting 338 on the season, is the fifth leading batter in the World Series competition with a mark of 350, seven hits in 20 at-bats. Pitch inside in the dirt. Billy Joe Cotton knocks it down, ball one. Whitaker, not a large man, has good wrists, has a home run with two on against Texas to help Steve Rogers win that ball game. Gurra ready. Pops it up. Cotton coming back. I don't believe he'll have room. He'll go as far as he can. No, he doesn't. We're not going to have any room either. Right, not more than 5 feet from us. And we're up very high. Not a large crowd on hand tonight. Here's the pitch by Gurra. A grounder to the left side. Is Detter up with it to throw across the diamond in time. And Whitaker is out number three. Go for the Hurricane in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of two and a half innings of play, the Devils won, Tulsa won.
It's a vacation.
In the bottom of the third, it's the top of the order. Detter, Dickin, Dolinsek. Roger Detter, 306 on the season, has been played a great College World Series. First pitch by Rogers is low and away, ball one. Again, many, many thank yous on behalf of Bobby Winkles and the ball club for your great telegrams, over 100 of them today. They've been coming in every day, and the kids really appreciate it. Gary Gentry said, while you're there, you might as well win it all. Bobby Allison jokingly asked Winks, what do you do for me this year? A grounder right back to the mound, and Rogers throws Detter out easily. One up and one down, Ralph Dick, who struck out in the first, is the batter. Ralph, 336, and that's quite a drop from at the season's end when he hit 360. There's a little scrubber in the short right center right field, and it's going to be in there for a base hit. Well, maybe we should say that everybody averages dropping just a little bit, because he proves us to be a liar by just dropping one into right field, hit number two given up by Rogers. And John Dolinsek, who struck out himself back in the first, will step in. Had a great series, great swing against earlier Tulsa pitching. There's a quick throw to first base. Ralph back in plenty of time. 1-1 ball game. Devils batting in the bottom of the third. Have a runner at first and Ralph Dick. and only one away. Dolan checked the batter, awaits the first pitch. Here it comes. Checks inside, ball one. As we said a moment ago, not too large a crowd. They're looking for a new attendance figure, but they needed over 11,000 to break the old series mark of 63,906. I don't believe they have it yet. Here's the pitch to Dolacek. Line shot to left field. It's going to be in there for a base hit. One hopper to the left fielder, Roger Whitaker. His throw will hold Ralph Dick at second base. So two hits in a row put Ralph Dick at second base, John Dolacek at first. And P.R. Powell with a single back in the second inning, hitting over 300 for series play. Would like very much. 362, thank you, Norty Jensen. Would like to add a couple of RBIs to his credit. Rogers checks Ralph Dick, the runner at second base. Delivers in the dirt, gets way away from him, bounding out to third base. Dick's going to second or to third base, and Dolacek to second. And it's going to be, we'll check, probably a wild pitch. But at any rate, Dick moves to third, and Dolacek to second with one out, and Paul Ray Powell. It is a wild pitch. That's the second wild pitch by Rogers, and you got to remember, he's only a sophomore, and he is under great pressure. He has won two games in this College World Series already, and he would like very much to win the third. Number 22, Craig Bothwell, and number 21, Johnny Clar, are both catchers. They're out in the bullpen. That ought to be interesting. Both catchers. Well, that's kind of different. Well, that might mean a pinch hitter. Murphy can also play right field. They could put the catcher in and move Murphy to right for a pinch hitter, but we'll have to see what's happening. It's the pitcher who's in trouble. Steve Rogers has two men on with only one away, and P.R. Paul Ray Powell, the batter, with a one-ball count. Taking plenty of time now. Looks at the runner at third. Here's the one-ball pitch. Swung on, a line shot right into the glove and bounces out of the glove of the shortstop. Honeycutt, Dick scores, and it'll be a base hit. That ball hit very sharply. Phil Honeycutt did well to get to it. He got to it, knocked it down. The ball bounced away from him. Dolacek saw that the play was very close to him, scampered back to second base. The ball bounced far enough that the second baseman, Roger Adams, picked it up, but he could make no play. Ralph Dick scores from third base. The Devils lead it 2-1, and Paul Ray Powell is safe at first with his second hit of the ball game. The catcher, Cotton, springs on, grounds one to the left side. Third baseman picks it up and throws it into right center field. Here comes Dolacek scoring. Paul Ray Powell digging for third. He's going to come on. Here's the throw into the plate. He is out of there, and on the play, Billy Joe goes to third base. Well, my goodness sakes, the ball was hit on a slow roller to the third baseman, Les Rogers. He threw to the second baseman, Roger Adams, covering up to get the force on Paul Ray Powell. The ball went all the way into right field. On the play, Dolacek scored. Paul Ray Powell then eventually was thrown out, 8-3-4. And on the error, which was eventually the third baseman, which allowed Billy Joe Cotton to be safe at first, Billy Joe very wisely kept moving and moved all the way to third base. So there are two runs home. The Devils lead it 3-1. There are two outs. Cotton at third and the batter, Jeff Osborne. Rogers ready to work. First pitch to Osborne as a loop grounder into left field for a base hit. Cotton will score. Cotton scores from third base. The Devils lead it 4-1. Osborne the runner at first base. And Lenny Randle will step in. Butcher warming up. Cliff Butcher, their number two pitcher, warming up in the Tulsa bullpen. Sun Devils 4, Tulsa 1. Two down. Osborne at first. Randle, who popped up to the shortstop. His first appearance, swings and grounds it back to the screen. Strike one. Well, Dutter started out, almost got a hit, but a great fielding effort by the pitcher, Steve Rogers, as he jumped high in the air to spear the ball, threw him out. And then the Devils started the hitting. Ralph Dick up the middle. John Dolacek to left. Paul Ray Powell to the left side. Cotton safe on an error. And Osborne with a single to left. Pitch to Randle. Just catches the outside corner with a curveball. And it's even up 1-1. Rogers having his problems in the second and third. In the first inning, he made the Devils swing away, and he got him out quick. Pitch to Randall. High fastball. It's ball two. In the first inning, he got Detter out very quickly and struck out Dick and Dulacek. And the Tulsa Ball Club was back in the dugout before they started. But in the second and third, he's had his problem. Osborne with the lead. Here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch on its way to Randall. Check swing. Osborne moving. Well, something must have happened because it was strike three called. Both the indication from the plate umpire and the scoreboard had it ball two, strike one. Randall is called out on strikes. That ends the inning for the Devils, but not before they pick up three runs on four hits. There was one error and one man left. And the score at the end of three complete innings of play, the Sun Devils 4, the Hurricane 1. Well, the Devil hustle, which is abnormal, they really moved, got out to the ground so fast that Gurris' second pitch to Tom Jenkins was a grounder to Randall, and he threw him out. So if you're just joining us now, there's one away for Tulsa here in the top of the fourth, and the batter is the third baseman, Les Rogers, who swings and misses for strike one. Rogers is a first-team All-American selection. He is a good fielder, and he's hitting .416 on the season, so he can hit as well. Here's the pitch, inside, as Larry brushes him back with a high fastball, and the count is even at one apiece. 4-16, that's got to be some hitter. Gurris, 1-1 pitch, swung on a missed strike, two on a curveball. Rogers is the third leading hitter in College World Series play this year, with six hits, scored one run, and had three RBIs, is hitting .400 in the series as well. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch to him. Grounder to the right side. Randall charging it, up with it. The throw to Osborne in time. And Jenkins and Rogers go out the same way. 4-3. Two down, nobody on. And Steve Cave should get a good hand. Last time up, tripled to right center and scored the Hurricane run.
First baseman, Steve Cave.
297 is his average. Where's number 12? Right-handed batter, good power, obviously. Gurra will remember. The left-hander delivers the first pitch. Called strike inside corner. Caves had some motion, but did not follow through. Strike one. District five includes, there's a long drive down the right field line, foul into the bullpen area of the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. That is without the S. It is a singular hurricane, which is good. Hate to have a whole lot of them out there making a lot of dust. 4-1, the Devils lead it. This is it for all the marbles, the final game of the 69 College World Series. Here's the pitch. It gets away from Cotton back to the screen, and it's ball number one against two strikes. That's the time to waste it. 1,500 Sun Devil clubbers also sent a telegram. There's a curveball in the dirt. The Caves evens a count of 2-2. And B.J. Cotton flails one back, a trademark reminder to the pitcher to shape up. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on a miss on a curveball. Strike three. There's the third strikeout for Gurra. And for Tulsa in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. The score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, Arizona State 4, Tulsa 1. In the bottom of the fourth, for the Devils, it'll be Rick Valley, followed by Larry Gurra, and then the top of the order. Freshman playing in his first College World Series. Good glove. Here's the first pitch by Rogers. It is low for a ball. At third base, the assistant coach, Jack Smitherin, the coach for the Sun Devils. And at first base, it is Joe Miller. Steve Rogers working in the fourth inning. Right-hander ready to work. Fires. Guy to short right center field, coming in Jenkins, and Bird. It is Bird calling for it and taking it for out number one. Larry Bird, the right fielder, moved far to his right and made the catch for out number one. Larry Gurra, the batter. Omaha fans, and I see Tulsa fans too, clapping for a guy who has really come on here in the World Series after what appeared to be a shaky start. One hopper right to the second baseman on the first pitch. And Adams throws him out easily. Well tagged, but right at somebody. And Gurra is out number two. Two up and two down, and Roger Detter hitless in two trips. Roger has had a very good series, and at one point, had he had a good
game, and of course he's played well defensively, has not hit the ball, could possibly be in the running for MVP. Pitch by Rogers, a curveball, strike. Outside corner. 4-1, Devils leading it and batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Scored one in the second, three in the third. Steve Rogers checks Bob Murphy for the sign. The right-hander delivers, and Detter takes outside another curveball. It's ball one, 1-1. There have been only two no-hitters pitched in College World Series play in the 23 years it's been going on. Jim Erler in 1950 pitched one for Texas. Detter swings and misses, strike two. He beats Tufts College by the score of 7-0. And Jim Wixon in 60 for Oklahoma State beat North Carolina 7-0. Identical scores, first names the same. There's a fastball high for ball two. Been quite a few one-hitters, and I believe, not quite sure, I think Carl Thomas, ex-University of Arizona ace, had one of those. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Detter. Curveball is fouled back to the screen. Thomas, I believe, also is in line with about 11 other guys for most runs batted in. Had 7 in one game back in one of the many times that the University of Arizona came to the College World Series. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's inside. Roger taking all the way. Ball three. Good eyes. Steady Roger hanging in with two outs and nobody aboard. Steve Rogers working in his fourth inning in this ball game. Bullpen action has stopped for both sides now. Here's the pitch. A pop foul to the right side, out of play, out of the stadium. Count is the same, 3-2. Arizona State really wants this ball game because Coach Bobby Winkle said they could have the day off. There's a pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. After last night's victory over New York University, Wink said, "You can have tomorrow off." And the guys outvoted him, and they went to practice this morning. So they really want to keep in trim. 3-2 again. Swung on and missed, strike three. So for the Devils in the fourth, they go quickly. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of 4 complete innings of play. Arizona State 4, Tulsa 1. Bob Murphy, the catcher, steps in, swings and misses on the first pitch at strike one, hitting .248 on the season and at a single back in the second inning. There's a fastball across the letters, called strike two. Bob Murphy has played right field in the College World Series well. There's a curveball, strike. Billy Joe drops it, picks it up, throws to Osmond at first. And Murphy becomes out number one, strikeout victim number four. That'll bring to the plate Roger Adams, the second baseman. We saw Skip Bryant of the Tempe Daily News walk into the stadium tonight, and he reminds us of something that when we always watch Arizona State athletics. Here's the first pitch, swung on and fouled off the hands of Billy Cotton for strike one. Whenever we watch an Arizona State function, we always see a bald pate running around taking pictures, and we do not see Eddie Wiggins at this tournament. And we understand, here's the next pitch, is a pop foul back to the screen for strike two. Gura way ahead now of Roger Adams. We understand that Eddie is in Mesa Luther Hospital chasing all the nurses, so we're going to send some encouragement to the doctors there to get him well and out of there. Eddie, wish you were here. Pitch, line shot to left field. Dolinsek standing very still under it and has it. Two up and two down. Phil Honeycutt, the batter. .360 on the season, and the public address announcer a day or so ago said he made the greatest catch of the series. Lenny Randle made one that we would equal to it, but he's made another one today. Swings and misses, and it is a strike one. Two outs, nobody aboard for Tulsa in the fifth. Devils lead it 4-1. Larry Gura on the mound, delivers, misses outside with a curveball, and it evens up one apiece. I don't know if you had a chance to see what Omaha and Rosenblatt Stadium area really looks like. Here's the pitch. A fly ball to short right field. Lenny Randle going out. Ralph Dick coming in. Randle waving him away under it and takes it for out number three. Three up and three down for Tulsa in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And the score at the end of 4.5 innings of play, Arizona State 4, Tulsa 1. Second left. Keeps it up of this College World Series contest. Ralph Dick a single and struck out and has scored one of the four Devil runs. Steve Rogers ready to work in the bottom of the fifth. The right-hander delivers. Dick swings and misses strike one. It is a nice evening. We have the windows open tonight. There is no wind and a lot of spectators sitting on the roof up here outside the press box. Here's the one-strike pitch inside for a ball. Ralph just got out of the way of that one. The Devils have hit well in the last couple of games. Seems like a couple of old Devils have hit pretty well. Reggie Jackson, Rick Mundy, and Sal Bando must have heard that it was College World Series time because they're really rattling the fences for the Athletics. What did he have? 20? Jackson has 26 home runs, though?
Yeah, something like that. He had 14 RBIs in two games there for Oakland against Boston, 10 in one game and 4 in the following day.
Amazing, amazing. One ball and two strikes to Ralph Dick. Rogers ready. Delivers. Swung on a line shot, but right at the first baseman, Steve Cave for out number one. The Devils have hit the ball well. Lenny Randle, with the bases loaded, hit a line shot, was just a little bit too low, and the shortstop Honeycutt caught it. That would have been two runs without looking. And now Dick slaps one, a line shot, but right at the first baseman, Steve Cave's one out. Down at second. Line shot to left field. Nobody's going to get that one. It's a base hit. A one-hopper to Steve Whitaker. Dolinsek has his second hit of the night. He's 2 for 3. And Paul Ray Powell will step in. Let's see. That would give Dolly 9 hits in 19 at-bats. And he still leads in the College World Series in hitting. P.R. Powell.